Monday morning. It's sunny, but doesn't feel sunny outside. The news on Derrick Henry. Let's find out a little bit more from the injury expert. Yes, that's his handle on Twitter. Will Carroll now joins us on the show. Will, on the heels, coming off the heels of a great win in Indy, the Titans have just beaten the Bills, smoked the Chiefs, and went to Indy and beat the Colts in OT. We should be sitting here talking about the path to the Super Bowl going through Nashville in the AFC. Instead, we're talking about what could be a season-ending injury to the best running back in football. How bad is this injury, in your opinion?
It's bad, and it could end his season. Normally, we see a fifth metatarsal, what we call a Jones fracture, take somebody out for 8 to 10 weeks. It's normally and almost always a surgical intervention. What they do is they put a screw through the bone rather than pinning it together. It's called a medullary screw, and they basically just run it in there, put the two pieces of bone back together, line them up, and let them heal over the next 8 weeks. There's really not a lot beyond that. There is a player that Henry can talk to right there in Julio Jones. It's odd how a guy named Jones didn't see the Jones fracture coming, but he had it fixed not once but twice, and has had a good solid career after that, though he certainly hasn't been what you guys have expected down there. For Henry, the question is, can he get back in time for the end of the season and a playoff run? The answer is maybe. It's certainly not out of the question. We've seen guys come back as quickly as 7 weeks, but there is something of a dividing line. There was a study done in 2018 that showed guys that came back 8 to 10 weeks, about half of them had to have it redone, another screw put in there, and if they waited longer than 10 weeks, it was like 4 out of 30. So it's a long-term question, but one that you really have to answer by Derrick Henry. How much does he want to push it to play this year?
Javon Kearse, I believe this is what happened to him, and he was never the same. And I get it. Everybody's body's different, and so you can't use one example and apply it to another because everybody reacts differently to injuries. But you don't think everybody is different, but we've seen an end careers or never be the same. But with it being a running back, do you think that could be in play?
Well, it's not just a running back. It's that he's a big running back, so there's more pressure on the foot. The thing you have to remember is yes, you're right. Everybody's individual. Everybody's going to have an individualized reaction to it. They're going to deal with it differently. But what we really have to look at is function. For a guy like Kearse, his function is basically to run in a shortened circle, which puts a ton of pressure on the outside of the foot. And to be clear, the fifth metatarsal is the bone on the outside of the foot, pinky toe up towards the ankle. If you look at your hand where you would karate chop something, it's there except on the foot. So anything that's going to put pressure on the outside of the foot is going to be problematic. So it's starting, it's stopping, it's cutting. And those are all things that Derrick Henry does. And, as big as he is, and as fast as he is, force is mass times acceleration. There's a lot of force with that guy, and it has to go somewhere. And unfortunately, in this situation, it was to his foot. And it apparently happened very early.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was very apparent. He was not the same. I mean, yes, Indy was selling out to slow him down and to try to stop him, but you could just tell he didn't have the same burst. Yeah. He was not the same running back we've been watching his whole career here in Nashville. So let's just go on best case, Will. Let's say, this is the first day of November. So we've got 2+ months. I mean, the Titans have 9 more regular season games. So let's go with 2.5 months, and they're still able to survive and win the division or get into the playoffs. And let's just say he's ready to come back. He's a fast healer. Things are good. What is reasonable to expect if you've been sitting that long coming off an injury like this? Is there any chance he could jump right back in there and be the same, or how would that play out in your opinion?
Yeah, absolutely. Remember, bones heal. And in this situation, just because you're fixating the bone with a screw doesn't mean it's not doing the same kind of healing process. the bone, you put the screw in there to hold it in place so that it heals properly and is in line. You know, when little Timmy down the street falls off a skateboard and breaks an arm, we don't sit there and think, oh, God, little Timmy's never going to use his arm again. You know, he's going to be in a cast for a while, and he's going to come back. Same with Henry. Once a bone heals, a bone heals. There's no reason to think that he won't be able to do some things and be able to come back. 100%, you never know. Plus, you have to have the confidence. The things that we do know is that he's in very good shape. There's no reason to think there'd be any sort of nutritional deficit, which can be very problematic. And he's going to get the best of care. There are things he can do. You know, he'll likely be running in some form or format in 2 to 3 weeks. And this sounds crazy, but then we have to talk about something called an Alter G treadmill. Have you guys seen these?
Is this in the water, or is it? I guess I don't know.
Yeah, there are water ones, and I'm sure that'll be something they can do just to keep it going. But an Alter G actually uses air pressure to hold you up. Kobe Bryant used it. He was probably the one that popularized it, but it holds you up. So you only have like 20% of, at maximum pressure, about 20%. So instead of being 250 pounds, he would be, you know, 50 pounds. And you're not putting nearly as much pressure, so you can begin running earlier. Again, this isn't going to be cutting. They're not going to test it that quickly. But he can keep his cardio up and be ready to go. It's not like he's not going to forget the playbook. So is he going to be 100%? No. But is he going to be ready to go at the 8 to 10-week mark? Yeah, absolutely. The question is, you know, how much do they want to push it? How much does he want to push it? And how much season do they have left?
Will Carroll is with us. You can find him at Injury Expert on Twitter. He has been doing this for a long, long time. We're really glad to get his insights on the Derrick Henry injury. So when you break your fifth metatarsal, Will, is it a stress-related? We hear stress fracture a lot. I went back and looked at the first couple carries, and then the next thing you see on the TV, he's got his shoe off, and he's obviously concerned about it. And from there on, it's an issue the rest of the day, although he played somehow through it. So how do you do that? Is it something that pops, or is it something that comes on over time?
Both. We don't know exactly whether he'd had any problems with it before, and it finally just gave out. Normally, it's you take a hard cut, and you know it's got to go somewhere. One of the things that's been said is that the shoes are too good, that they're too sticky, and if you stick and cut, the force has to go somewhere. Something's got to give, and in this case, it's a bone on the outside of the foot that takes too much force. So, was it one play? Was it 10 plays? We just don't know. The other elephant in the room is the Colts turf. You know, there was another Colts player who blew out his patellar tendon. There have been a number of injuries. We saw T.Y. Hilton hit his head, and there's worry because he had neck surgery that that head whip was problematic on his neck and not just his head. And, you know, if you go back to 2016, Football Outsiders did a study showing that no place had more foot, ankle, and lower leg injuries than Lucas Oil Stadium. Now, they've changed the turf since then. They've done some things, but has that changed the results? I don't know, because the NFL doesn't put out those numbers. I also know Saturday night there was a big convention in there. So did they put the turf down late? Did they just cover it up like they did for the Guns N' Roses concert earlier? I don't know how that's handled, but it's certainly a question I've been asking.
What about playing through it even after clearly he was in discomfort at the beginning of the game?
Yeah, well, broken bone. The thing is, I don't know what they did. People say, oh, he probably took a shot during half. No, he didn't. You can't go out there on a numb foot. It just doesn't work. Anybody who's ever had their foot just fall asleep when they're sitting there wrong, you can't go out there and run. He just basically probably played through some pain. I don't know how painful that was for him. If the bone didn't move much, and if he was avoiding the things that hurt, i.e. cutting, it's reasonable to think, you know, when you're just walking, there's some pressure on that bone, but it's spread out over the foot. It's those hard cuts to that side. You know, if it's your left foot and you're cutting across to your right, that's where the pressure really is. So if he was just avoiding that, and I haven't gone back and watched the tape, it's theoretically possible, but also you have to remember, NFL players just aren't normal in a whole lot of ways. So
and he's definitely not normal.
Yeah, so I don't know what the athletic trainers did. I saw they had his shoe off, but you know what they did after that, I don't know. I hope it's one of the things we find out because it's pretty amazing. And what those athletic trainers do and what they will be doing with him, all the time they're going to have to spend with Henry to get him back, to get him ready to go, just to have the chance to come back for the end of the season or the playoffs is pretty amazing. And those guys don't make enough money, and they get ignored by guys like us.
Will, you mentioned Football Outsiders, so you are very familiar, I'm sure, with the quote, curse of 370. We've been bringing it up throughout, and obviously Derrick Henry was on pace to just blow away the all-time records for carries in a season, so we know that's going by the wayside. But do you see a connection here? This is a question I guess we can't answer, but it's another one on the list now.
Yeah. Running backs are essentially replaceable in the modern NFL. You have to have a basic level of skill, and obviously Henry's way, way, way above that. I'm not saying you can replace Derrick Henry, but I'm saying you can. There's word they're bringing in Adrian Peterson. If he still has that basic level of skill, he certainly was okay a couple of years ago. McNichols has shown that he's certainly not the same kind of running back as Derrick Henry, but he's credible. He's a guy who you can put out there. Not going to get the same. But the workload does have to have some cost. When you see as many big hits as he takes, you do have to worry about it because you know, he's not a Barry Sanders that's dodging guys and barely ever takes the big hits. He's half the time he's putting the hits on people, which I think it'd be interesting to know if we ever get one of those next-gen stats that shows force creation. How many times are guys running into each other and putting more force into the collision than taking it out. And I think for Henry, he's putting a lot more into it than he's taking. So this is just one of those unlucky things. I don't think anybody could prevent this except maybe the turf manufacturers. Maybe the shoe manufacturers. There's been questions. Yeah, have the shoes gotten too good? So that these guys who are cutting, that's why we're seeing so many more lower leg injuries over the last couple of years, I think. Is that the shoes are just too good, and the thing that has to give is the foot because the bones haven't gotten better lately.
Will, real quick, as you go through all these timelines and everything, you know, depending on the player, what would be the window for rushing it back that could have effects on his career long term?
Let's be clear, we don't know. You know, bones heal in about 6 to 8 weeks. With the screw and past guys, we've seen 8 to 10 weeks being the normal window where we would say it. So, you know, if we're looking somewhere, 6 would be really rushing it. Not rushing it, but it would be on the very fast end of the timeline. Not impossible, but there have been consequences for it. That said, the consequences aren't that big. It's just redoing the screw. I can remember talking to Ahmad Bradshaw when he was here in Indianapolis. He had to have it redone in season, he was saying he could feel the screw moving around inside his foot. And I can't imagine how uncomfortable that would feel, but it was kind of funny because I could go, so you're saying you have a screw loose. So again, what you're looking at is likely 8 to 10 weeks, which puts us, week 17, 18, weird to say week 18 in the NFL now. But yeah, it's certainly reasonable to think he could be back in that window and be, very, very functional.
Well, Will, appreciate the insight. It's helped a lot to clear some things up, but appreciate it. We'll do it again soon.
Hey, thanks. It's always bad news when you guys call me.
I know.
I love talking to you.
Thank you, Will.
Will Carroll, thanks, the injury expert, weighing in on Derrick Henry's injury. And I think that's something that, as much of a freak as Derrick Henry is, when you're messing with the feet, the tires, you don't want to rush it back too soon. So wanted to ask that. Willie, why don't you tell us about loans as we go to the break, and then we'll talk to Teron Davenport.
Sounds great. I can't wait to get TD on. Of course, we all have screws loose on this show, so it fits right into the conversation there. But let me tell you about Loan Pronto. As everybody knows, home values here are skyrocketing. That means right now is a great, great time to get some cash out of your home's equity. That's where Loan Pronto can really help you. You can call them right now. They can fast-track your home refi and get you a check for several thousand dollars. That's what's available to you with the value of your home. And if you call now, Loan Pronto can even pay your closing costs. It's very, very easy, and you walk away with a check that you might need right now for some finance issues, whether it's maybe reinvesting in your home with a new kitchen, a new bathroom, maybe something for holiday expenses, all kinds of things. Maybe you need to consolidate some other debts, some loans, that kind of thing. But here's the deal. You can get the cash out right now, pay off that high-interest credit card loan, and imagine being credit card debt-free for the new year. That's one avenue you can use these funds for, and they're available to you by going to Loan Pronto and ask about that zero-cost refi. Give them a call right now at 615-499-5780. That's 615-499-5780, or go to loanpronto.com. You can even skip your next couple of house payments. How's that for your short-term budget? Equal housing lender, NMLS 166-1781, subject to lender approval, not all loans apply.